know a lot of people been coming up to me and they've been saying, Natty Bumper Car, where is the bumper podcast? Why have you not recorded a bumper podcast? Where have you been? We have been missing you. We don't know what's going on with you. You can't just disappear like this. We don't understand. You can't just say you're going to have a weekly podcast and then just disappear for a month. I did that, and I apologize. And I saw that I did record one, but I didn't release it because it was a little too sad. It's been a lot going on lately, guys. I've missed you. I want you to know that. But, you know, sometimes the leaves fall off the trees and things happen. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fine. What do you think? What's been going on? A few different things. I went to Georgia. That was interesting. It's a faraway land. The land where I was born, Georgia. The land where there's peaches and waffles. And then I've been having a lot of, it's much better now, I think, but of doctor stuff. And my throat, people, they had to stick a camera into my throat. I don't know if I already told you about this. I can't remember. And they took a camera. They took some pictures. They took some videos. So my throat now has an Instagram account, which is pretty cool if you're into social media. And then I had to go to a knee doctor, and the knee doctor took pictures of my knees. There's been a lot of pictures being taken of me lately. And he discovered that my right knee, which is the knee that I hurt in high school playing football, it doesn't have something called a meniscus. What is a meniscus, Natty Bumper Car? And why don't you have one in your right knee? Well, your leg has... Well, so start with your hip. You know where your hip is? There's your hip. Find your hip. Now, if you go down from your hip on your right leg, that's a bone, right? And then when you get to the knee, there's supposed to... So you have bone, and then you're supposed to have like a little cushion, like a little pancake cushion. And then under that is the bone that goes down to your ankle, all right? So I have the bone from the hip down, and then I have the bone from the knee to the ankle, but I don't have the pancake cushion. That's called the meniscus. And so they told me that back in the day, which is when I had surgery, if the meniscus was in bad enough shape, if you had ruptured it, tore it, broken it, whatever happens with it, bad enough, they would just remove it. Hey, you don't need this thing. What? And there it goes. So now what I get to have is, instead of having a pancake cushion, I have bone on bone. What? Oh, that sounds like it's painful. It is. It really is. And he's like, how long has it been like this? And I was like, long, long time. So we're looking into how to fix that. And then there's been a lot of doctoring going on lately. I had my eyes examined, and they said, ooh, your eyes have really degraded since the last time you were here. And I was just like, I kind of thought so, because I can't see. And he's like, I'm over here. And I was like, oh, I was talking to a lamp. What? And so now I need to get glasses. For the first time in my life, I need to get glasses. Guys, there's a lot going on, is what I'm telling you. Now, the episode that I recorded previously that I didn't release, I'm going to tell you a story. And at the time, it was a little bit too close to the event, and it was a little too raw. And I listened back to it, which I usually don't really do with episodes, but I just wanted to check before putting it out. And it was too sad, and I was very sad. So, as you know, we have a puppy. Her name is Popcorn. She's a Beagle Black Lab. She's now just over 6 months old. And she has a lot of separation anxiety. So that means that when we're not here, she howls, she barks, she whines. It's so sad. And she has a lot of puppy energy as well. And I had the opportunity where I found a dog online that someone had shared. It was a rescue dog. And she was a miniature border collie. What? What's better than a border collie? I don't know, Natty. A miniature border collie. A tiny border collie. And her name was Alba, and she was from Kosovo. She was an international dog. And I saw a picture of her, and my heart was just like, that's your dog. I love that dog. Go get that dog. I reached out to the rescue, and they said, okay, cool, you're first in line. We have a thing on Friday, a meet and greet, a pup and greet. And I was like, all right. So I took Oliver with me because he has allergies, and I wanted to see how his allergies dealt with this dog. And he was fine. And he was also like, this is the best dog I've ever met in my life. And I was just like, oh, gosh, I love this dog. Loved this dog. And sweetest dog I've ever met. And I was like, okay, next step. We're going to have the foster, which is the family that's taking care of the dog until she gets adopted, come by our house and introduce Alba to Popcorn. Now, I will tell you that after doing this, I read some articles. And I did a few things wrong, which I now understand. They say you shouldn't bring a new dog into your dog's house because your dog, it's their house, and so they get a little bit weird, potentially. They also said that I should have exercised Popcorn a lot, gotten her, you know, taken her for a walk, gotten her tired, everything. And meet on a neutral ground, like a dog park, or like going for a walk. So that's a lot of buildup, but to say, the people came to our house, and they were fine. They were running around, but Popcorn was very puppy about it, very up in Alba's business. Oh, hi, Popcorn. She came down to visit. And Alba was like, get away from me. Like that. There was a lot of, there was no biting. There was no fighting, but there was, you know, some teeth showing. And like that. And the foster family, the gentleman who was here was just like, oh, they seem like dogs. They seem fine. And then they started running around and playing. And then when my wife came home, Alba ran over to her, and she was like, oh, my gosh, you are the best dog I've ever seen ever. But when my wife went down to pet Alba, Popcorn ran up, and she's like, no, you pet me. And then Alba was like, barrr. And the woman was like, we have to go now, type of thing. And I was like, we're okay. Everything's okay. So then that night, I went to our dog trainer, explained everything, and he was like, all right, seems like dogs. Seems like dogs being dogs. I was like, that's what I thought too, okay. So I emailed the rescue and the foster and everything. I was like, hey, you know, we'll try again. Popcorn's getting fixed next week, and everything's going to be better. And then we went to Georgia, and we got the email that it's just not going to work out, which was crushing, soul-crushing, heartbreaking. But it's okay, right? And, you know, I kind of had to say, you know what, we want whatever's best for Alba. So if that's your decision, we abide by it. We stand by it. We want her to have a good life. We don't want her to be stressed out everything. So then when we got back from Georgia, I had to pick Popcorn up. She was at a puppy daycare. And I was also picking up, I found some, donated some kennels, some like little cages for puppies. They were giving away for free, and I was able to pick up 8 of them. And I reached out to the rescue, and I was like, hey, I found these, do you want them? And they were like, yes, that's amazing, thank you. And then they, you know, I said, hey, just on a side note, not for nothing, but I just wanted to check to see how Alba is. Did she get adopted? Is she happy? You know, just kind of checking in. And they were like, well, actually, she still hasn't been adopted. And I was like, oh, all right, well, you know, Popcorn is having surgery next week, and it might calm her down a little bit, and maybe we could try again if she's still available. And they were like, of course, Natty. We of course, you know. And I did appreciate that very much. So then that was, like, on a Wednesday, and then on the Sunday, we got the email that at another meet and greet that Alba had been adopted by a nice family, a single dog family, and that they felt like this was the best outcome and they were happy for her. And my reaction, and I think this is important, and this is why I tell this entire story, sometimes in life there's going to be sad things, but it's okay. right? And I was hurt. I was legitimately sad about it. But the way I had to frame it in my brain was that if the universe wanted me to have this dog, right? If it was meant to be, then it would be. And not everything in life is going to be easy, but you don't have to just give up immediately, right? You're gonna run into some speed bumps, and you know the thing, you know, it didn't work out with popcorn, but you know, but I also didn't want to press them, but I wanted to say like, hey, if it works out, it works out, and it didn't work out, and that made me okay with it, knowing that this dog, which I loved in a weird way for having just met, ended up in a good relationship, a good family, in a good home, made me happy. And Popcorn, she's it's funny, the day after the playdate thing, she would go to the window and she was like looking around, she was like, where's that other dog? Where's that dog? Where's my pal? And I was like, oh, well, you kind of blew that. Like, yeah, I don't want to blame you, but it's kind of you, kind of. It's okay. So, Popcorn had her surgery, and it did not calm her down. It did the opposite somehow. Somehow she has more energy. But she's a sweet little pup. She just needs some work. We put a gate up in the kitchen, and she figured out how to jump over the gate. Well, first she found out how to knock the gate off the wall. Good. So then we put a box in front of the gate, and then she figured out, all right, I can't knock the box and the gate, so what I'm going to do is leap over the gate. All right, great. So now we have a whole nother gate in our kitchen. There's a lot going on. Having a yard sale tomorrow? I mean, I'm telling you, there's been a lot going on lately. But I have missed you ferociously. I have missed you tremendously. And I can't wait to come back and talk to you about funny stories and not sad stories, but good things. And we have a birthday party on Sunday. I have a big show tonight. Like, there's just so much going on. I can barely stand it. But anyway, you know what I can't stand? I can't stand being away from you guys for a long time again. So I will start recording on a more consistent basis. I promise. You guys are the best. Popcorn! Yeah, there you are. You're the best too. Maybe not as good as Alba, but you're pretty darn awesome. This has been Natty Bumper Car. This has been the Bumper Podcast. And you have been my Bumper Podcasteers. And now I'm going to go to another doctor. What kind of doctor? No idea. It just says doctor on my calendar with an address. So, whew, I'm like Humpty Dumpty. We're trying to put me back together this year. So fingers crossed, man, that all the king's horses and all the king's men come and put Bumper Car back together again.